Welcome to the Eric in the Morning Podcast on 101.9 The Mix Chicago. All right, take it away, Eric.
ComEd will never come to your home or business to ask for your account information or demand immediate payment, but scammers will. If you think you've been the victim of an energy scam, please visit ComEd.com/scam alert. Hey, I was wondering time. You got a hey, I was wondering question. We use your hey, I was wondering. You get one of those Eric in the Morning travel packages.
Yeah, not the mug anymore.
The mugs are coming back.
Yeah,
it's just a matter of restocking. You know, they're times are tight at the end of 2020. You get it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Today's Hey, I Was Wondering comes from Genevieve. Hey, Eric, I know there's always a controversy over whether or not Die Hard is a Christmas movie, but I thought with Thanksgiving coming up, I'd throw this one at the 5:30 Club. Is The Blind Side a Thanksgiving movie? I just came across a list of the top Thanksgiving movies to watch, and this one was listed. Thoughts? Just wondering. Thanks. Genevieve, P.S. Used to be a devoted 5:30 Clubber myself, but now I'm teaching remotely and sleeping in. Loyal podcast listener, though. Thanks. There we go.
Hey, that's good.
Kind of
we'll
the story
take it.
Of everybody's life
we'll
right now, right?
That.
Yep. Teacher sleeping in. I did see that same list, Genevieve, as you're listening to this recorded section on the podcast at about 2:30 this afternoon.
Smart.
Yeah. I did see the same list about The Blind Side. That's the Sandra Bullock movie about the football player Michael Orr that they take
that's
in, right?
That's right.
Okay. I've seen it one time. And I don't really remember much about it at all.
Mm-hmm.
Other than I got done with it, and I went, all right, that was pretty good. Then I got on with my life.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is there a Thanksgiving theme to it?
I don't recall. And I will say I've never seen the whole thing. I've seen like, oh, this is on. Okay, I'll see a little bit. And yeah, I know.
It's heartwarming, Whip.
I know. I feel like I've seen
it. But then the real stories come out allegedly, and now none of them are speaking to each other in real life.
You hate to see that.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Tim McGraw's in it.
Oh, is he? Tim McGraw is in it.
He's the dad.
He is the dad.
And I don't know. The whole movie is amazing. I can't believe you guys have like no real connection to it.
Yeah.
Well, I've seen it, but I'm not nearly as crazed about it as you are.
Oh, I love it.
So is there Thanksgiving or not?
Let's find out.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know what? I'm used to Melissa. By the way, is Melissa ever coming back?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Next week, maybe
yeah.
not.
I think next week.
After the holidays.
Melissa's on like 7 weeks of vacation. Right. I don't know. I'm used to Melissa coming out of the gate really hot, Violetta, and you haven't even had your coffee.
Well, I'm drinking this, whatever this is. Maybe it's got something in there. I don't know.
Slow that baby down. Let other people play, too.
I would love to.
312-233-1019. 312-233-1019. Can anybody clarify before Violetta tells us every moment of the whole movie?
It's a great movie.
Can anybody clarify, is Blind Side a Thanksgiving movie, and what specifically about it makes it a Thanksgiving movie? I have no memory of it, really, Maggie. Is it a Thanksgiving movie?
Yeah, I think so.
Think so. Okay. What about it makes it a Thanksgiving movie?
Because not only did they bring this young man in, but he kind of changed their perspective on Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Like, sitting at the table and, you know, just a little, something he hadn't really done.
Uh-huh. So is the whole, because I really, truly have zero memory, is the whole thing like a big theme of the movie based around the Thanksgiving table?
No, but a significant part of it is.
Okay, all right. But Katie, you say otherwise?
I don't think it's a Thanksgiving movie, but I do think it had a very impactful theme around a Thanksgiving meal.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, that sounds like it counts to me.
Okay. All right, and they're all sitting around and suddenly realizing perhaps we should take thanks. Well, let's do both, give and take thanks a little more than they had prior. Is that what it is?
Yeah, they paid more attention to the meaning behind Thanksgiving.
Ah, the meaning. It's very Charlie Brown.
It is.
Very Charlie Brown. Do you agree with everything you've heard, film critic Violetta?
I do. I think that if Thanksgiving doesn't come to mind when you say the title of the movie, then it can't be a Thanksgiving Day movie.
Right.
But they're right that there was obviously very important messages around it because the family wasn't taking Thanksgiving seriously. They were watching football and not paying attention to the
What's
mom.
What's wrong with that?
Well, nothing except for...
That sounds pretty serious to me.
Not
totally.
The point.
That is exactly the point.
I think that's the most serious thing.
A meal and then sit down for some football.
I'm not going to agree with you.
That's the American way for Thanksgiving. The worst side dishes for Thanksgiving. Many might argue the green bean casserole.
Oh, it's so good. Those crispy onions on top.
What would you say, Tom?
Green bean casserole,
See?
You got it.
Right.
Tom, you
Many
don't
would
like
argue
it?
That. Many would argue.
Oh, the onions, it's horrible. It's always sits there.
Right.
Oh, ouch. Okay.
It's terrible. You like green bean casserole, Whip?
No.
Okay, cool. Thanks.
I love green beans.
Hi. Hi, Vicky. The worst.
The worst is when my mom says she makes cranberry sauce and it still looks like a can.
I love that.
It's on the plate and it's a can of cranberry sauce.
My grandmother used to make the actual cranberry sauce.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's
Which
good.
Nobody picked up on after she passed away, so now it's pure can.
Yeah. It's got those ridges still in it.
Yeah.
Right. Sticking with the theme at number three, Bill, the worst.
The cranberry salad.
The salad.
Cranberry. Yeah. Mm. Mm. Terrible.
Now, is that like a, is that like a, like a, almost like a jello salad kind of thing?
Right. Right. Mix some fruit mixed in there. It's terrible.
Yeah, that's gross.
With a cranberry base. Can't beat it. At number two, worst, Carol.
Not just yams, but canned yams.
Canned
like
yams.
Solidified baby food.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
No,
I didn't know they were canning yams.
In my house, I love sweet potatoes.
Right.
And my husband argues that yams and sweet potatoes are not the same thing.
Like, I still don't know the difference. We have this argument every year.
I thought they were.
I roast mine, and he likes that solidified yam baby food. And every year, half the can goes in the garbage.
There you go. One guy eats it, the canned yams.
Ooh.
And finally, in at number one, I can honestly say I don't know if I've ever had it. The worst part, Bob.
Rutabagas.
I don't think I know that one.
Ah!
Rutabagas.
Oh, I love my mom, but they are gross.
Yeah.
Really? I think I heard that is Tom Skilling's favorite side.
I'm not surprised.
Oh, wow.
I'm not even remotely surprised that Tom would like the rutabagas. And now, how is it served, Bob, if I were to come to your house and get the rutabaga?
Well, I think they're boiled and then they're mashed up. It's and they're like they have like a waxy covering on them when you get them from the supermarket.
Good.
It smells like body odor. It's bad.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Anything that starts with boiled, I always go, "Phew."
Right.
Yeah. I don't know if I want to go down the boiled route.
Starts with boiled, ends with body odor.
Right.
Let's just avoid.
Generally not a good meal.
Yeah.
Not a good addition to the meal. Back to the AMAs real quickly before we get to trending on Twitter. Am I stealing something from you?
I hope not.
The weekend?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, why don't we just get straight to it?
All right.
Well, I just, because also all of the trending on Twitter, it's like the biggest story right now on Twitter, the American Music Awards. So all three of them was going to be that.
Or were. All right. Okay. I'll hold my thought.
Okay.
And or question.
Perfect.
Trending on Twitter, 658, top three things people are talking about. Apparently, it's only AMAs.
Yes,
or
it is.
MMA.
No, it's not.
Not trending at all, MMA.
Yeah. Nope. In at number three.
So Taylor Swift, BTS, and Doja Cat take home the top awards and are trending. Most importantly, Taylor Swift and saying she's going to re-record her music. Mm-hmm. So that's number three.
I wonder how long before all of that is released again, her re-recordings of all her songs.
She's not going to let us miss it. I know
No, she won't.
Just in time for the holidays?
Oh, I don't know. That soon? That's a lot of music.
Yeah, you know, it's a lot of money. Trending on Twitter, number two.
Megan Fox is trending after smittenly introducing Machine Gun Kelly by saying, "We've all been under his spell before." And then he performed two songs and it was weird, but I guess everybody liked it.
Does he go by Machine Gun all
you
the time?
You have to call him that, otherwise you're like, in trouble.
Does she introduce him to the kids and go, "Here's mommy's new friend, Machine Gun"?
Yeah.
I know, right?
Does she say that?
That's weird.
Like, or she takes him home to meet her dad. "Dad, this is Machine Gun." Oh. Okay.
Can I call him Kelly? No.
Machine Gun. All right. And trending on Twitter, number one.
The Weeknd is trending after sporting a large white face bandage.
That's what I was going to ask.
I thought that's what you were going to ask. So he gave no reason for his appearance, which confused a lot of fans the entire show and even this morning on Twitter. But it did appear that it was an artistic choice.
Oh, God.
And it might have.
God, is art weird?
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
It really is weird.
It is strange. So at first, everybody was like, "Oh, is this like a mix up on a face mask?" But it's a different kind of face mask. And no, it also started with his March album cover where he sported a bloody broken nose.
Right.
So this is almost like he's recovering from the broken nose with the face bandages.
So it looks like, if you haven't seen him yet, and I just saw a clip of it, it looks like every sitcom you've ever seen where somebody's laying in bed.
Right.
And they've had some horrific injury and everybody walks in like, "Oh my God."
Right.
His whole like head how they're is all wrapped like a mummy. Up. Like a mummy.
Like a mummy. Yeah. That's what he looks like.
Yeah.
And then my next thought was, okay, it follows up where he was all bruised up in his performances with the fake bruises.
That's right.
That maybe he's coming full circle like Violetta said. That or it's becoming, you know, something you can cover up your face and get plastic surgery and nobody asks anything in 2020.
Yeah, and there were reports that plastic surgery are up because everyone has a chance to
do it.
Right,
everybody's hiding behind their masks that they had plastic surgery. So maybe the weekend had a little work done.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Perfect time for it.
To wait to see. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anybody listening who issued the ultimatum? How'd that go? Did it work? 312-233-1019. Boyfriend mocked after McDonald's burger proposal. Woman smacks boyfriend on head during Disneyland proposal. Girlfriend keeps referring to herself as wife-elect despite no official word from boyfriend. All right, let's find out. Hi, Deirdre.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, you issued the ultimatum?
I did. My boyfriend at the time always wanted a big screen TV. We had talked about getting married, and I'm like, we can't get a big screen TV. You can't say you have no money for a ring if you just go and buy a big screen TV.
Sure, you got him.
Sure, so you laid down the law. It's the big TV or the big ring. You pick.
Exactly. The night he proposed, he then said, can I buy my TV now?
Perfect. Perfect.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to lay down the law.
Whatever works.
Wow.
You're not getting the old big TV without the big ring. The ultimatum was issued to you, Kevin?
Yep.
And how'd that go?
No, I issued it to her.
Oh, you did it to her?
Oh, really?
Oh. All right.
Yeah, I told her that she needed to get her GED before we would get married.
Uh-huh.
Now she's going for her master's, so it turned out to be...
It wasn't
to be mean. It was just for her own good, because I'm like, the GED will get you somewhere in life.
Right. Yeah. I'm doing this for your own good. I'm not marrying you until you get your GED.
And you make her sign that prenup,
and
too?
And then next thing you know, she becomes even smarter than you and holds something over your head.
Mm. For sure.
It all works out. Stephanie.
Yeah.
Issued the ultimatum?
I did. I met my fiancé online, and I wasn't going to play around. And I told him on the first date that either we get married and start a family within 3 years, or it wasn't going to work out, and I didn't want a second date. So.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
You said
pump
that on
the brakes.
First
on the first date, you fired that one at him?
I did, because I wasn't going to play around. I'm older in my age, and I want a family. So if I was
understandable, but do you think the first date is coming out of the gate a little bit hot?
Well, that's why I'm crazy. If you're going to,
you better know my crazy right
all
away.
Right. Yeah, right.
Hey, there you go. If you own your crazy, then I'm good with it.
Yeah, that's transparency.
That's where you just start to listen. You should know something. We're on our first date. I'm nuts. I'm crazy. And here's how it goes down with me. I mean, that's just completely honest, fair, and transparent, isn't it? He might be sitting across from her going, you know what? I'm crazier than you are.
Let's do it. Let's
I
get
love me
tonight.
Some crazy.
That's awesome.
Hey, Whip, what's the plot of the Ava Max superhero movie that's coming out?
Oh, you know what? They hide the Regeneron in a mountain, but you don't know which mountain it is,
right?
And suddenly they're in like a whole mountain range, and they have 24 hours to find the Regeneron. Otherwise, the entire galaxy blows up.
And what are they recovering the Regeneron for?
That's a monoclonal antibodies.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The whole world we live in is a big superhero movie right now.
Isn't it?
746. Drew Brees has 11 cracked ribs.
Oh, my God.
And just so you know, we still can't figure out how many ribs we have.
Oh, there's so many texts coming through.
How many do we have? What
well,
are they
saying? A lot of people saying 12, duh, and then a lot of people saying 12, 24, duh.
Duh.
And then people saying, Violetta,
see, here's
guys don't have one less rib.
Yeah.
For those of you that are saying 12, duh, and 24, duh, that's a pretty big disparity between the two. Duh.
Right.
I know.
So a lot of people don't really know.
I'm just going to go with this, and this is all I'm going to say. The Google search makes it pretty clear what the answer is.
Which is 24?
Yes. And that men and women have the same. Although a lot of people, they go biblical on it and say different things. But the Google search seems to be pretty certain, although you can talk to Google. I don't know.
So as I'm reading this, I'm thinking, okay, well, you know, what's it like to be, you know, Drew Brees' buddy? Let's just, like I'm just thinking, suppose I'm just sitting at the golf course.
Yeah.
And Drew comes shuffling in quietly, sits down and goes, whew, like, how you doing? I'm okay. Yeah, I heard you got hurt on Sunday. What is it? I broke 11 ribs. I'd be like, 11 ribs? He's like, that's fine. It's fine. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, right.
I also have a collapsed lung. 312-233-1019. Who has the worst sounding injury? Or has had the worst sounding. Like when I tell people, you know, on December 10th, I'm getting my spine fused again.
That sounds bad.
Oh, I tell people that, and all of them are like, oh, man. I'm like, no, I'll be home that night. It'll be totally fine.
It sounds bad.
It does sound bad.
It's going to be great. Hi, Sydney. Worst sounding injury.
So I didn't crack a ton of bones, but I was making some mac and cheese for my husband and I.
It already sounds terrible.
It was homemade, so I was grating cheese, I used the cheese grater and cut my thumb down to the bone.
Oh, man, that sounds bad. That sounds really bad.
You could see my tendons, my muscle. It was bleeding everywhere, and I didn't have insurance, so I couldn't go to the hospital.
Oh, man.
The plot gets worse.
Wow.
Did you finish making the mac and cheese?
And suddenly it becomes an insurance scandal on top of it all.
Oh, my God almighty.
All right.
Wow. That doesn't that sounds bad.
The worst sounding injury, Christy.
I was pumping gas one time, and it was in the summer, so I had flip-flops on, and I went to go turn to hang the gas pump thing up, and it fell on my toe. It was terrible.
You know what? And I'm the guy at the mobile about three pumps over looking at you jumping around. You know when you drop something on your foot, you do that jump limp thing?
Yeah.
You're kind of half jumping, half limping. Yeah.
Oh, it does hurt.
Oh, boy. Oh, man. Hi there, Anton. Worst sounding injury.
Hi. About 10 years ago, I was with a whole bunch of guys, and it was around this time of the year because we were trying to relive the high school football days.
Right.
And, the old days.
I had cleats on and everything, and I was running across the field. I caught the pass. The guy jumped on my back, and I broke my leg and my ankle, and it sounded like a broomstick broke in half.
Oh,
like, it was so loud.
Snapped like a broomstick.
Gross.
Went all sideways. Oh, my God. Well, since we're talking broken bones, thank you, Anton. Tanya, it sounds terrible.
Comminuted trimalar fracture.
Oh, my God. What is that?
What is that?
Broke my ankle, my fibia, and my tibula. Or, no, tibia and fibula.
Oh, how'd you do that?
Could not point in that direction. Walking down the garage stairs, of course.
Oh, it's terrible. very sneaky. Yeah. And what exactly is the official injury?
Comminuted trimalar fracture.
Wow.
Totally belongs in the Ava Max movie.
From what I understand, that's also what they were trying to recover, too, right? In addition to the Regeneron.
Right. That's right.
Yeah.
If you don't get the Regeneron.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Worst sounding injury.
I suffered for 5 years from a thing called recurring corneal erosion.
Uh-oh. Recurring corneal erosion.
That's bad.
That's where
your cornea is like the coastline is what it is.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I would wake up in the morning and flesh would tear off my eye.
Oh
my God.
Wow. And I would have to tape my eye shut for 2 to 3 days.
Oh wow.
And it would just keep happening over and over again for 5 years.
Oh.
You know the only thing that'll make that better?
Regeneron.
That is exactly right. Dr. Kevin Most joins us. Hi, Dr. Most.
He's not.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. Sorry to bother you. I know you have a COVID call in 3 minutes, right?
Correct.
Okay. Yep. Just a real quick question.
Important question.
Right?
Yeah.
How many ribs does a human have?
I was going to wait for when I heard how many ribs I was waiting for to fill you up and where are the best ribs. We have 12 ribs. We have 12 pair of ribs. So if you're going to count them as pairs, we have 12.
Okay.
If you're going to count the sides each, we have 24.
Okay. All right. Because we couldn't figure it out between the two because there's a story that Drew Brees has 11 cracked ribs, and I don't even know how he's alive.
Right. So he, and cracked ribs are interesting. You know, for him, he might have 5 on one side, 6 on the other for a total of 11.
Right.
But when we start to see multiple fractures, all of a sudden the ribs don't do what they're supposed to. And we have something called flail chest, and it's very serious. So when I read that, I was like, wow.
Wow.
This could be serious.
And he has a collapsed lung, too.
Correct.
That's a lot.
So a lot of broken ribs. But ribs are held together by muscles on top of them and muscles below them.
Uh-huh.
A lot of times you'll have a broken rib and not even notice it. And other times you'll have a broken rib and it's really separated. But We don't do anything for them. We used to put people in splints and say, hey, wear this chest splint.
Uh-huh.
And then we found out that more of them got pneumonia. So we said, let's let them heal by themselves.
Right. Yeah. Cool. Well, fix your ribs, but you will probably die from pneumonia. Yeah. So that was
correct.
Bad. Yeah.
What was that? Rib flail?
You'll die with good ribs.
Yeah.
Rib
flail, I think is what he said.
That doesn't sound good either.
Can he, like, if Drew Brees is laying in bed in New Orleans right now and he rolls over, does he go, oh, God? Is it like that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Good possibility he's sleeping in a chair for a while.
Oh, man. Can't even imagine.
No.
If he could sleep standing up, that'd be his best option, right?
It would be, yep. No pressure on them at all. And I'll tell you, they're very painful. Every deep breath he takes, every time he twists and turns, it's amazing how our rib cage actually works more than what we think.
Wow.
I have 24 ribs?
Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
That's crazy.
All right, we'll let Dr. Musk.
You're 12
go.
On each side. Yep.
He's got a. All right, so you're going to go find out what's it called again, Whip?
About monoclonal antibodies?
You're going to go talk about monoclonal antibodies?
Yeah, we actually started our first patient, got monoclonal antibodies actually on
Sweet.
Friday.
So, hey, look at this. Yeah. This is the thing right now.
Yeah, did you get some Regeneron? Yep. Did you get some of that too?
We will get Regeneron very soon, yeah, since it got released.
Nice.
And then some other fascinating vaccine news. So maybe we'll talk later in the week.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, we'll let you get on your call and get all the information, then we'll get updated from you, okay?
You got it, guys. Take
right.
care.
Thank you. There he is, Dr. Kevin Most.
Answering all the questions.
I totally interrupted him.
I am so glad. You know what? I didn't even want to bother him because in my mind, I'm like, can we get Dr. Most on to clear up the rib thing? Because he'll know. And sure enough, you were way ahead of me on that.
I sent him a text. He's like, I got a COVID call in 4 minutes. I'm like, all right, we have a really important question.
All right, our stuff is pressing, okay?
Right. Big Karwowski just arrived with coffee. Violetta in her continuing quest to, take over everything. As she just did with Mixed Morning Mindbender. And earlier this morning, she's like, coffee machine doesn't work. Snap, snap. Karwowski, if you're listening, snap, snap. Coffee needed. Snap, snap.
No
and by
way.
God, he brought it in here.
Yeah. No way. He's so nice to bring this, though.
Yeah, everybody's terrified of you.
No, clearly my head's not working. And you can tell because I so poorly answered the Mixed Morning Mindbender.
We'll see if we can get an answer. Americans should expect to gain how much weight Thursday? You're just pack
I don't know.
It on, baby. Pack it on, Kim.
2.5 pounds.
2.5, no.
Okay.
We're going higher.
Really?
Higher.
Packing it on, Whip. Packing it on, Janie. Hi, Janie.
Hello.
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 Hi there. Fire away.
7 pounds.
There it is, right
Whoa.
There. 7 pounds of pure desire.
7 pounds?
7 pounds of deliciousness.
Whoa.
How about that?
That's
huh?
a
yeah.
lot of pounds.
7 pounds. You going to go for that on Thursday, Janie?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, no hesitation.
You know, now that the gatherings are a little bit smaller, maybe the food will remain the same, so you have almost an obligation to shovel more in.
That's it.
Right. Yeah. It's a sin not to.
Yeah, what are you looking forward to the most on Thanksgiving?
Well, I love the turkey breast. That's my favorite.
See, I'm a dark meat guy.
Really?
Yeah.
I like the skin.
Yeah.
I like the skin, too, but that's like not the best for you, right?
No.
Okay.
As though anything is.
Right? I know,
all
I know.
All of a sudden, you're going to go with it's not the best.
No.
You just gained 7 pounds in a day.
I also love it.
I don't feel as though that's healthy.
No.
The other 6.5 pounds that I just shoveled in, though, that's fine.
I just feel like I've seen some people who just eat everything but the skin, right? It's all great.
They're talking about the amount of consumption that we're probably going to take in on Thursday, breaking diets, putting on 7 pounds. Thanksgiving feast, accounting for appetizers and desserts. The average American will consume a little over 3,500 calories.
Whoa.
And 150 grams of fat, but be careful with the skin.
Exactly.
The rest of it's fine.
That's a trick. You can keep that down with the no skin thing.
150 grams of fat. And then, you go back for seconds after that.
Yeah.
Got to sit for a while and go back. Yeah.
The average American, to put it into some perspective, that 3,000 calories in your Thanksgiving meal.
Yeah.
When you sit down and eat, that would be the equivalent if you ate 6 Big Macs while you were sitting there.
Oh.
6?
6. 10 Caesar salads from Panera.
Whoa.
10. That doesn't seem like a lot.
Well,
10
of them? Salad.
10
of
them?
Let
me stack 10 Caesar salads in front of you. See how you do.
Yeah.
12 servings of Häagen-Dazs vanilla ice cream.
Okay.
Or 14 strawberry iced donuts with sprinkles from Krispy Kreme.
You know what that says to me? Anytime you eat any of that stuff, you go, it's just like Thanksgiving.
Right.
6 Big Macs?
Exactly.
Stop bothering me.
Exactly. Just don't eat the skin. It's bad for you. Hit the road and maybe you're headed somewhere for Thanksgiving against the advice of, pretty much everybody.
Yeah.
Right. And if that's the case and you're flying to see, you know, your grandma, like Whip's going to see Bobsha, his grandma, but he's driving over there to get the soup and then going home.
That's mm-hmm. true.
What exactly can you take for Thanksgiving? All right, let's get our competitor.
Okay.
We were looking for a caller. Hi, Riley.
Hey there.
Are you a caller?
I am a caller.
All right, you're halfway home. Halfway home. You got big Thanksgiving plans, Riley?
Not really. Just going to see some friends. That's about it.
Okay, cool. Cool. You doing that locally, or are you hitting the road to go somewhere?
Locally. I do not feel like driving this year.
Gotcha. All right, cool. Would you feel like flying anywhere?
Maybe. It could be fun.
All right, unless you're on a Spirit flight to Las Vegas, then it's every man for himself. We've learned that.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun.
All right, what we got here is the TSA, Riley, put out a list of Thanksgiving items that should be packed in your checked luggage, or you can carry it on, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to give you the item. I have five of them.
Okay.
You got to say whether or not you can carry it on or you have to check it. All right?
Okay.
How many does Riley have to get right? All right. If you get any of them right, you win.
Oh, we're making it easy.
All right? All right. New way to go. Yeah, new contest.
This is great.
Get anything right and you win.
Just call.
Perfect.
You win.
There we go. All right. Let's start with the pies. We were just talking about that. Mm. Your pecan pie, your apple pie, your cherry pie, your baked good. Does the TSA recommend checking that, or can you carry that on?
I feel like you'd have to check that.
Check it? That is incorrect.
Oh!
Really?
I'm sorry. That's a carry-on. That is a carry-on right there.
Hard to get the whipped cream in your bag.
All right.
You have four more chances, though, Riley.
You only got to get one right.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. You ready?
Yeah.
Your next choice is gravy. Gravy. Do you check your gravy, or do you pair? Are you able to carry that on, your gravy?
Well, now I feel like I have to carry that on.
Carry that on? I'm sorry, that's checked.
Oh, oh no.
How are you going to pack gravy?
You got to make sure it's in some great Tupperware.
Oh,
wow.
My God.
All right, you're 0-2.
Maybe you the new contest should be get all five wrong.
Riley, this is awesome, and it's a good thing you're staying local. Yeah.
Oh, no.
All right, are you ready?
Yeah.
Let's go mac and cheese. Oh, mac God. And cheese. Does the TSA recommend carrying that on or checking your mac and cheese?
Go ahead and carry that on.
Carry that on? That is exactly right.
Oh, thank God.
Way to go, Riley.
Just bring your mac and cheese right through. All right, Riley, cranberry sauce. Cranberry sauce. Is that a packed item, or do you get to carry that on?
Well, using the logic of gravy, you gotta check that.
That is exactly right.
Now he's getting it.
You're in a groove now. Don't quit. Ready?
Yeah.
Turkey. The turkey itself, is that a checked item, or do you carry your turkey on?
Well, a better question is, will that even fit in a carry-on?
I don't know.
Not on Spirit.
Just for the hell of it, I think you can carry that on.
That is exactly right.
Wow.
Hit the road and happy Thanksgiving. Riley, a caller. All right, it's time for the weekend wrap-up stories from this past weekend. So we're just getting to now, well, because it seems like as good a time as any.
Yeah.
Did you see that, this isn't really a story, I just find it funny. There's a picture of Chelsea Handler working out while eating a McDonald's hash brown.
Oh,
I don't know,
okay.
I just find that funny.
I love that.
Yeah. Right in the middle of a workout eating a hash brown.
Potatoes are vegetables, right?
Yeah, that's
right.
Paris Hilton still claims that she and Britney Spears invented the selfie. So if you were unable to sleep last night wondering the answer to that question, now you know.
We'll go with that.
Violetta, you're kind of the queen of the selfie.
Oh, thanks.
How many would you say you take in a day?
Well, in different like areas, probably six. But then within those six, you take like 10 to find the good one. Yeah. So 60.
I guess my question would be why.
Why do I take them?
Yeah.
Because I want to post them.
And I guess my follow up question then would be why.
To get compliments.
Oh, there it is, right there. All right. I love that. Who do you think is the actual inventor, Paris or Brittany?
Paris.
Yeah, I would say the same thing. Would you agree, Whip?
Definitely, 100%.
Santa Claus, Whip, you know, you've been playing a lot of Dr. Anthony Fauci.
Well, that's
right. We made the observation he seems to be getting even more New York by the second. Do you have that?
I do.
You see the clips on TV, people's at airports. I mean, those are the things we've got to realize are going to get us into even more trouble than we're in right now.
Yeah, we in right now. You got the peoples at the airports that are going to get us into more trouble than we even in right now.
Yeah. Turn back into like a street Fauci.
Yeah. Santa Claus is immune to COVID-19, says Dr. Anthony Fauci. Did you know that?
Oh, that's great.
He's awesome. The one person on the planet that's immune to it. That's great news.
Wow, that's because he's magical.
News. He's going to be fine. There's a confectioner, that's a candy maker, Violetta, who is raking in... You knew that, though, right?
No. Okay. Of course I didn't.
I didn't mean to overstep my bounds, but I'm glad I did.
Yeah.
Confectioner is raking in the dough with masked chocolate Santas. So you can get your chocolate Santa like your chocolate Easter Bunny.
Yeah.
But it's got a mask on it. Santa's got a mask on.
I like the one with the crunch in there. The confectioners make the one with the crunch.
Those are good.
Going to be delicious this holiday season. Walmart will deliver your live tree to your doorstep and hang your lights this holiday season.
They will?
Wow. I guess so.
Walmart does it all.
Yeah. I guess so. I got to get some lights on my house.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
I'm scared to death to try to do it
myself.
Yeah,
do you
put
those up yourself?
I'm not very good at that.
No, you're not really late until it's maybe December, I would say, right?
Yeah.
That's right. According to the fan-sided website, people are once again having Mountain Dew turkeys for Thanksgiving.
Oh.
Because it's like a marinade?
Right. It's like a brine. The recipe calls for Mountain Dew to replace half the water in a brine. Using Mountain Dew will cause the turkey skin to caramelize.
Wow.
Violetta was talking about how much she likes the skin.
I do.
So now maybe give the Mountain Dew brine a try.
That sounds good.
See how that works.
Do the Dew.
Colorado Park Bathroom wins America's Best Restroom Contest.
Oh.
I saw this.
Yeah, the organizers of the annual America's Best Restroom Contest have flushed out the 2020 winner.
I see
what they did there.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's great. Cintas Corporation named the best public restroom in Bancroft Park, Colorado Springs, Colorado. The best bathroom. The high-tech restroom self-cleans after every 30 uses, features a touchless automatic toilet paper, soap and water dispensers, also touchless, and hand dryers. An app alerts the park maintenance supervisor whenever supplies are running low. So it sounds great, and it should be trashed within a month.
It's like a challenge to people now.
Right. Since we're talking Colorado, a grand opening of a Colorado In-N-Out burger sparked traffic jams and parking lot brawls, along with 14-hour lines. People, it's a medium-range hamburger.
Right.
I've never had it. I want it so bad.
But I mean, like,
it's just like everything else. It's not that different.
But does it have some special sauce or something on there? No.
But seriously, I mean, and you're right. 14 hours, right? And
insanity.
I have seen video of this, and they're lined up like literally for miles, just sitting there. I'm like, all you're getting at the end of this is a hamburger,
right? In 48 hours, you'll be able to pull right up,
right?
And go and pay $8 for a meal that you're going to get home and go, wasn't that good?
Are they working around the clock?
I don't know if they are.
That might not even be a good hamburger.
That's true. You had to wait till the next day. Yeah, that's true, too.
People that are working around the clock right now because business is out of control. Psychics.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a psychic?
Only on TV.
Oh, so you never asked them for help? Or
No, I've...
Oh.
I'd prefer to just keep my troubles if that's my only option for help.
Keep my troubles.
I like to talk to psychics.
Can I help you? No, I'm just going to keep my troubles. No, thanks. Appreciate the offer. The psychic business is booming because of the pandemic. NBC says psychics and tarot card readers are seeing a jump in business because of the coronavirus. Some psychics claim their business has doubled since the pandemic began because people want to know about the future.
Tarot cards are scary.
People who go to psychics and see tarot cards are scary to me.
Well, because sometimes they flip the card and they're like, oh. And I'm like, what
does
that mean?
They flip the card and they go, oh, it's going to be another $25 for me to tell you what that means.
They get me every time.
And finally, Whip, you did this story last week.
Yeah.
The tree at Rockefeller Center in New York.
That's right.
The sad-looking tree that they're trying to make look better. The one that had the owl in it?
Yeah.
Remember the owl?
The owl, was found in there.
Right. The Rockefeller Center Christmas tree owl is getting its own bobblehead now.
Oh, that's so cool.
Oh, owls are so cute.
Yeah, they're adorable. Syracuse.com says the National Bobblehead Hall of Fame, which I think is in Wisconsin.
It is in Wisconsin, yeah.
How do you know that?
I've heard the commercials for it. Is creating a bobblehead doll of the owl that was recently found in the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree. It's available for pre-sale on their website for $25. That feels almost as big a scam as the psychic.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Well, that's a momentary. You got to jump on that right now because that's the demand is not going to be that great.
Can't be wasting times when it comes to that owl. All right, let's take a look at what's trending on Twitter in at number 3.
Hashtag TisMillerTime is trending, where Miller, the beer, is saying bye to boring old work parties and saying cheers to time with real friends. And everybody's just kind of laughing at this and jumping on the bandwagon that work parties were always boring. So they're kind of glad they're not happening this year.
So Miller's toasting the private parties at home.
Yeah.
Keep your COVID spread home as opposed to at work.
Exactly.
Trending on Twitter, number 2.
Hashtag Papa Machi trending after James Corden changed his Twitter name to Papa Machi, which is what BTS nicknamed him. him after their carpool karaoke. All of this because he broke the news that they will be performing Life Goes On The Late Late Show tonight.
Papa Machi also sounds like a good pizza.
Totally does.
Papa Machi.
Yeah.
By the way, have you heard from yet your friend?
No, I have to get in touch with. I'll have to get in touch with him.
What was his name again?
Patrick Lee.
Patrick Lee.
Yeah, I'll have to get in touch with him.
It was your Korean neighbor.
That's right.
Who taught you how to speak Korean and say thank you to his mother.
Yes.
But you were really saying a-hole in Korean.
Right.
Got it.
It was a joke they played on me, and it was hilarious to them.
Korean, like, boy band comedy.
Right. Mm-hmm. This is about to come full circle, because at number one, Miss Kim started trending because of BTS, but then Gilmore Girls fans took that trend and turned it into their own, talking about Miss Kim from the show, who now I'm kind of picturing as your friend's mom that you said a-hole to.
Yeah.
Is Miss Kim, is that Melissa McCarthy?
No.
Because, you know, she was in Gilmore Girls.
Yeah, she was. She was the friend that worked at the inn with Lorelai.
Got it.
But Miss Kim is the best friend's mom, who's like super Korean and strict. And
got it.
Her famous line that I love is she says, "Boys don't like silly girls."
It's probably true.
I think so.
Yeah.
What?
Maybe
no, they like
Kim.
Funny
no,
girls.
They don't. ComEd will never come to your home or business to ask for your account information or demand immediate payment, but scammers will. If you think you've been the victim of an energy scam, please visit comed.com/scamalert.
Thanks for listening to the Eric in the Morning podcast. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.